Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Megacable First Quarter 2012 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I'll now turn the call over to Maria Bologna of iAdvize Corporate Communications. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good day, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you to Megacable's First Quarter 2012 Conference Call today, May 3rd of 2012. Please note that the statements made today may constitute forward-looking statements which do not account for future economic circumstances, company performance, and financial results. These are subject to different conditions. For a complete note on forward-looking statements, please refer to the quarterly report, which was issued yesterday. If you did not receive the release or would like to be added to the mailing list, please contact us in New York at 212-406-3691. With us today from Megacable are Mr. Enrique Yamuni Robles, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Raimundo Fernández, Deputy Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Luis Zetter, Chief Financial and Administrative Officer. They will be taking your questions after the presentation. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Yamuni for his presentation. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Melanie. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Megacable's First Quarter 2012 Conference Call. I will first briefly review the highlights for the period, then I will ask Raimundo to review key operating results, followed by Luis, who will discuss the quarter financials. During the first quarter 2012, Megacable consolidated service revenues rose 10%, reaching 2.3 billion pesos due to the additions of approximately 445,000 RGUs when comparing first quarter 2011 to the first quarter 2012. Increased sales of bundled services, as well as synergies created by the acquisitions the company concluded last year. Consolidated EBITDA rose 7% compared to the first quarter of 2011, reaching 996 million pesos and a 44.3% EBITDA margin. The GTAC project that allows Megacable to exploit the CFE optical fiber acquisition is operational, with 90% advancement in the commissioning of the site. The network is currently operating with more than satisfactory feedback from customers. GTAC continues to work to grow the network and will soon reach 100%. The project will be completed and operational in the second quarter of this year. Megacable continued to focus on expanding the network by building new kilometers, as well as renewing and enhancing current kilometers, which has enabled us to provide newer and better services to a larger audience. With this, in addition to the broadband upgrade, Megacable has been able to offer advanced interactive high-definition and video-on-demand services to a larger range of customers than ever before. The digitalization project has been a success, making available to subscribers the highest quality audio and video with the most advanced technology in approximately 1 million homes. The goal for 2012 is to digitalize approximately 700,000 additional subscribers to offer a greater number of channels, adding more cities in premium services, VOD and high-definition also. Megacable will continue to substantially improve operational effectiveness, efficiently blocking piracy. Thank you for your attention, and I will now turn the call over to Mr. Raimundo Fernández, who will briefly review some of the first quarter key operational highlights.
Thank you, Enrique. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Regarding Megacable's operating results, the video segment ended the period with almost 2 million subscribers, an increase of 15%, while internet subscribers grew 22%, reaching 720,000 subscribers. Telephony increased by 13%, with more than 500,000 subscribers itself, compared to the first quarter 2011. On the other hand, the digital video segment increased by a significant 78%, implying net additions of 458,000 when comparing first quarter 2011 to first quarter 2012, a direct result of Megacable's digitalization project. As a result, the company posted an approximate 16% increase in RGUs from first quarter 2011 to first quarter this year, totaling more than 3.2 million units as of March 31st, 2012, while unique subscribers accounted for over 2 million units. In 2011, Megacable offered high-speed internet at 10 and 20 megabits. Now, in 2012, the company has reaffirmed its leadership position by offering speeds up to 100 megabits to a larger population with greater geographical coverage by implementing the data transmission protocol called DOCSIS 3.0 that allow us to streamline and fast transmission of information over the coaxial cable will give our customers a more efficient internet service and therefore much more satisfaction, both residential and business. Therefore, Megacable has reinforced its strategy to focus on the market by offering innovative products with the state-of-the-art technology. Metro Carrier consolidated its operating with its operation within the Megacable's business area called the Business Network into a single market area that serves business, corporate, and other telecommunications operators. As of first quarter 2012, the company reached almost 100,000 commercial RGUs. 28,000 of those are video, 48,000 internet, and 21,000 telephony subscribers, all included in the subscribers count released before. The restructuring of this area will allow the offer of new services such as cloud computing and national Ethernet private lines, which the market has demanded of. Therefore, the company can better leverage the full capacity of the fiber game from GTAC by connecting it to the last mile urban fiber backbone that we have in every system we provide service. As Enrique previously mentioned, the digitalization project has been a success. Despite the process being slightly delayed as the company has renegotiated with suppliers, vendors, and clients regarding technology and system operations. Remarkably, the company added more than 458,000 digital video subscribers year over year, representing a 78% increase and 72,000 first quarter 2012 compared to fourth quarter 2011 units. This is a 7.4% increase in digital setups. As of first quarter 2012, 9 of our major systems are fully digitalized with no analog signal being carried off. 5 are in process of, and 5 more to start by third quarter 2012. So more than 70% of our subscriber base will have a set-top by the end of this year. As of HD, high definition, the digitalization has allowed us to launch the service, like Enrique mentioned, in 12 cities already. On the other hand, the monthly average churn rate decreased in the three segments year over year. Video, broadband, and telephony service reported a 75, 92, and 149 basis point decrease, respectively. We will continue to work in improving our quality standards, the visibility of the network, the speeds of the internet service, quality of the video images, and of course, customer service. As we mentioned, a great portion of our CapEx goes straight to improving the network digital setup, DOCSIS 3.0, and process automation. Finally, the number of home pass increased 11%, reaching approximately 6 million home pass and approximately 42,000 kilometers of network with a bidirectional rate of 97%. Thank you for your attention. Now I will turn the call over to Mr. Luis Zetter, our Chief Financial Officer, who will review the key financial highlights. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Raimundo. At this point, I will briefly review the financials before moving to the Q&A session. Per Mexican regulations and requirements, this quarter, Megacable started to report financial results based on international financial reporting standards. It is important to mention that there is no impact on the company revenues, and there are only minimal differences on the expense line that make them just slightly higher than the Mexican GAAP. Megacable consolidated services revenues increased 10% from first quarter 11 to first quarter of 2012, reaching over 2.2 billion pesos. On a per segment basis, video contributed with 61% of revenues, internet reached 20%, while telephony contributed 13%. Consolidated EBITDA rose 7% compared to first quarter 2011, reaching ₱996 million for an EBITDA margin of 44.3%. Adjusted EBITDA for cable operations rose 7% from first quarter 11 to first quarter 12 to total ₱982 million, reaching a margin over cable revenues of 45.3%. Net income totaled ₱592 million, a 10% increase from 2011, mainly due to a significantly lower exchange rate in 2011, which contributed to the positive comprehensive financing figure. Regarding the company's balance sheet, assets, cash, and temporary investment increased approximately ₱305 million or 15% compared to first quarter 11, despite the significant expenditures that the company undertook during the first quarter 12, including CapEx investment, operations, payment of a short-term credit with Citibank for $20 million, and a prepayment to Cisco Capital. Megacable continues to be a company that generates free cash flow quarter to quarter and is strategically invested in the business. The company's main liability is the long-term bank credit totaling ₱12,100 million, which generated interest at .55%. And that credit expires on August 20, 2013. Moving to the company's capital structure, which continues to be healthy and show a ratio of liabilities to capital of 0.34 times and an interest coverage of 31.80 times as of March 31st. As a result, the company's net debt decreased to a negative ₱79 million due to the high cash flow generation. Lastly, during the first quarter, Megacable invested ₱406 million in CapEx, in line with the company's guidance for $2,306 million. The investment was mainly allocated towards the purchase of terminal subscriber equipment, growth and modernization of our cable network, and the purchase of other fixed assets. That concludes my presentation. Thank you for your attention. At this point, we can move to your questions. Operator, may we begin with the Q&A session, please?
Thank you. At this time, I would like to inform everyone, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Martin Lara of Actinver.
Hey, good morning. I only have one question. Where do you see your EBITDA margins going forward?
Okay. All right, Martin, thanks for your question. Well, we expect our EBITDA margins to continue as we forecasted when we gave our guidance at the beginning of the year. So we expect still to grow larger than the revenue growth that we expected. So we will continue growing about 13% our revenue compared to last year's.
But and the margin should be around 43.9%.
43.5%
by the end of the year.
43.5% to 43.9%.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Pablo Vallejo of GBM.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question regarding ARPU in terms of internet. What would be the trend following for next quarter?
The internet ARPU will remain pretty much the same. We don't expect to change, and like Enrique was mentioned, our our margin, our EBITDA is still in line with the 43.5% that we expect, and our puts in general will remain pretty much constant on that.
To what we have today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Enrique Gomez of HSBC.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. I have 2 questions. One is if you could provide us more detail on the increase we saw in operating and general and administrative costs that rose 17% year over year, and what can we expect in that line for the remainder of 2012. And also, if you could comment on the EBITDA, the depreciation charge, it also increased significantly. And my second question would be if you would have a comment on COFECO's decision to revoke the fine imposed to Telcel that we learned about last night. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Enrique. Based on the second question on depreciation amortization, basically it came directly from depreciation of our fixed assets and the growth. We had a growth year over year about the same 25% that the depreciation grew. So that really comes in line with the growth and in that part of our assets. On the operating expenses, really what we mentioned is that it comes from the growth of the company. If you remember last year, that was not a normal quarter because we had a strategy to really not motivate what we call subscribers that were not creating profit to the company. So we had a cleanup on our subscriber base, and during this quarter, the first quarter of last year, of course there are expenses that didn't take place as a normal quarter. We didn't have commissions paid in the same level to our salespeople because there were much lower sales, and also the operation was not as active as it is today. So that really compares to a very active quarter that we had this year and where we were growing lots of subscribers and paying lots of commissions and also a lot of effort coming to increase our not only the subscribers base but our level of service. So mainly that also added by the acquisitions of the systems that we acquired by the end of last year. The operation of those systems, of course, is also shown in the expense line. New facilities, new employees, and new equipment everywhere really helped to grow the expenses in that regard. So I'm not sure if that answered that question, and then Enrique maybe has a saying on the last question.
Yes, regarding the COFECO decision of revoking the penalty to Telcel, America Mobile, we don't have an opinion yet until we see the final, the complete document of why did they decide to do that. We, as the rest of the market, maybe we're expecting maybe a reduction in the fine, but not the complete cancellation of it. We don't know what happened there. We have to see if they agreed with American Mobile some kind of different rules or competition. Will enhance to different actions that American Mobile will take, but there's no other way that I can find this decision of the COFECO in line with what the country needs.
We need to have a better telecommunications ground. You know, the level of the ground is very, very uneven. And obviously, American Mobile and Telmex are very, very dominant players in this industry in Mexico. We don't see, I don't know of any other country that has this level of concentration of the market in fixed and mobile phone services. But we don't know what happened. I mean, the COFECO has not said anything about it, and we would wait for that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, Enrique and Luis.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Rodrigo Villanueva of Merrill Lynch.
Hi, good morning. I was wondering if you could give us an update regarding the MVNO that you have with Telefonica. Thank you.
Yeah, Rodrigo. I was waiting for a call from you. I thought you didn't make it to the conference this time. Well, the MVNO is still in process. As we mentioned as we said in the last conference, it is not our priority at this time. It is something that we are providing in top of our telephony service to our subscribers. It is not being sold in all the distribution channels that we have, since we don't feel comfortable to handle. We do a lot of door-to-door sales, and we don't feel comfortable to carry the phones on our unit. So it's something that we are doing in our offices, and it's been a slow down, let's call it that way, from the digitalization project. Once you get to our offices, what you see is people coming and getting set-top boxes and trying to provide first-hand services that we have. And then, of course, we are trying to do the effort to provide the cellular service, but it's on a second level compared to the digitalization and the first service that we have, which is telephony. We don't have a great amount of subscribers. We are still testing how to do the right offer to the market. And we're in that process. It's not relevant to the company's results so far, what we're doing, but we'll continue to work with Telefonica to find the way to improve through promotions straight to our subscribers, improve the number of sales subscribers that we may reach.
Thank you very much, Raimundo. Very clear.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. At this time, there are no further questions. I will now return the call to Mr. Yamuni for any closing remarks.
Thank you very much, and we really appreciate the interest of all of you in Megacable, and we look forward to speaking with you very soon. We are available for any further questions or any other information you may want to have from us. You have all our emails and phone numbers, so you can in the future contact us that way. Thank you very much again, and then we look forward to speaking with you very soon or in the next quarter.
Thank you, Enrique.
Raimundo, please.
Thank you, Enrique, and thank you, everyone, for attending the conference. Like we said and we described, we are in line with our guidance. We believe the results we posted are in line with those results, and it was a good quarter for us in terms of subscribers, mostly in the video and internet broadband. We are correcting and doing efforts to provide some more and getting into the target with the RGUs we have. Like Luis explained, the increase of the GNA that we have, that is something that we understand and we see for the quarter with the growth we have. We're expecting also with the high definition and all the services to to be able to bring more income to the company and getting target to the results. So the CapEx is in line too. As you know, we are a conservative company in terms of the balance sheet, and we send the CapEx straight to productive areas and areas that will improve our quality of service and growth of the subscriber awareness of our services. So I hope you like what we're doing, and like Enrique says, we're ready and open for any questions from you later on. Whenever you want, you have our numbers. Thank you again, and Luis, I don't know if you want to say something.
No, I think you just said it all. So I just have to say thanks, everybody, for your time, and talk to you 3 months.
Thank you for participating in today's Mega Cable's first quarter 2012 earnings conference call. You may now disconnect.